Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
We're the Getalongs.
And you are listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics. From hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, we're your one-stop shop for everything black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
This is Focus. I'm tuned into CFRC 101.9, Queen's University Radio, Kingston, Ontario. We're having a ballin' night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
What's up?
Everything's up. Everything's good.
Hope you're all having a great morning. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. If you're just tuning in, thanks for coming along on your rock ride around the world and through time.
Ooh.
Right here on the station that rocks the nation.
Oh, we have good times, don't we?
Oh, too good. Too good. I like this sound. This,
yeah, it gets you kind of moving.
Yeah, this was a request from Captain Steve over at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
He said, hey.
You feel like you could move your hips a little bit, Jeff?
I'm flexing my bun cheeks right now. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's not bad. He said, Jeff, have you ever heard of Peruvian psychedelic rock music? And I was like, no, of course not. And I'm glad I'm glad he turned me onto it.
Yeah. Have you ever done salsa? Have you ever danced salsa?
Once or twice, maybe.
Once or twice?
Yeah, I think back in the day, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time to restart.
I don't know. I got a clubbed foot. Who knows?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But that'll get us through the colder months. It's just warm weather stuff.
Yeah, it'll move your body a little bit.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
Side to side.
That's what they say. That's what they tell me.
Up and down.
He's stretching.
All around.
Oh, nice. How about you? You've done salsa and stuff like that, right?
I have, yes.
Cool.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's more stuff going on in town, like they're going to be getting. They do that in the market square in the nicer weather.
Yes, but they do that. There's other places that do it too in town.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're here to talk to you guys this morning. It's 9 o'clock on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, which means we are right at the halfway point of the show, and we're at the halfway point of the week. Mm-hmm. Weekend is coming up, and even though the weather has turned against us, that is no excuse to stay in and do nothing. We've but one life to live, Simone. We might as well live it.
We might as well live it.
That's why this time of day, we like to find things that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, so that you don't waste all your time on the weekend. I'm an advocate of time wasting, don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to manage that.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Work, sleep, food, wasting time.
And salsa.
So what do we got going on this weekend in the Limestone Cities, Mo?
Okay, well, I got a couple of things that you can do this week or this weekend. Going into the weekend.
Yeah.
On Thursdays at 6 p.m., we have Life Drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Life Drawing at Art Noise, which is at 290 Princess Street.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you want to, you know, have that experience of actually, you know, in person drawing a life, drawing a life, drawing a human being.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go and do that.
Yeah, you're an artist. Can you draw hands very well? I heard that's the hardest thing to draw is hands.
I think so.
Okay,
I can manage a little bit.
Right on.
You know, there's always room for improvement.
True. That's why you go to
and
these.
And they've got some great teachers at Art Noise.
Yeah.
Lots of great stuff happening there. So highly recommend it. If you're looking for tickets, you can check out their website.
Totally. And Art Noise has a very excellent record collection. They've got a record section.
That's true.
They have a lot of Third Man records, which we're going to get into later.
They've got a lot of records going on there. They've got like a...
House plants.
Yeah.
I bought some pretty cool house plants there.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff in that shop. So it's not just art supplies.
Yeah.
It's a whole creative experience.
A whole world in there.
Yeah. It's really nice in there.
So check them out. Look up their website, find some tickets, and get some life drawing done.
Yeah.
Work on those hands, I guess.
Work on the hands.
Me, I've got some high art cinema to talk about.
Okay.
Well, as you know, Simone, I am subscribed to the Criterion Channel, the streaming service that has like the, you know, most intellectual, heady art house movies on earth. And so I happened to be watching Breathless the other night, the 1960 French New Wave film. You know, it's fun. It's a good movie.
It's good. Okay.
And I was very surprised to see that the screening room, I love the filmmaker Richard Linklater. He's one of my all-time favorites, but he's very prolific in the fact that he puts out more movies than I'm aware of.
Right.
So he's got a movie that's playing at the screening room this week called Nouvelle Vague. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, but it means New Wave, I believe. And it's basically a movie about the filming of Breathless. They're in the style of Breathless.
Oh, okay.
So I saw the trailer this morning before coming in, and it looks very interesting, probably because that movie's fresh in my brain right now.
Right.
Something they make everyone watch in film school, but they never explain the context of why it's important.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's a great movie. It's a great film. It's got a lot of classic actors, and, you know, obviously it's French New Wave, so it's breaks the mold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just very excited to see this Richard Linklater movie that's about Breathless, in the style of Breathless. The actors they have in it look just like the actors from the original movie back in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting this weekend, so you can probably find me in the screening room getting kicked out for smoking a long cigarette.
A very long cigarette.
Chewing on a baguette.
With some cheese.
Some cheese that I get from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Right.
Yeah. And then also The Princess Bride is playing this weekend.
Aww, so you get to see some fun one.
It's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, are you going to go see it?
I might. I haven't seen The Princess Bride in a while.
Yeah, many, many moons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Exactly. And now that I've learned about Andre the Giant's epic drinking stories from back then, they had to, he was a big man, right?
Yes.
And they had to hire someone.
He was a big man.
He used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And so he would kind of pass out wherever. And when he did, you couldn't move him. Like, he's sleeping overnight in hotel lobbies.
Really? And you just got to leave him there.
He's got to leave him there. And then one night, apparently, he fell on a guy and they had to get him out from under Andre the Giant. And so during the filming of The Princess Bride, they had to hire someone to just follow him around and sort of keep him in check.
Oh my goodness.
Fun times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Inconceivable, they might say.
Wow.
Good times. What else you got, Simone, on a lighter note?
All right, on a lighter note, karaoke is going on at Daft Brewing.
Nice.
Okay? And that's weekly. So on Friday nights at 9 p.m.,
yep.
You can go and you can sing your little heart out.
Do you have a favorite karaoke tune? Like a stock one?
I don't know. I haven't done it enough, so maybe I should go. I should go on Friday.
Well, you know what? I've got a recommendation for you then.
Do you? Think that would be good for me, for my voice?
Well, maybe not a particular song, but a song from a particular artist, maybe.
Okay.
A very prolific artist who's got a lot of great tunes.
Aretha?
But close.
Close?
Hoxley Workman is coming to town.
Oh.
He's been on the scene for decades now. He's a good old Canadian rocker.
Yeah?
You would definitely know some of the songs. We're not playing any today.
Okay.
But
I would know.
He's got a lot of really singable songs, lot of catchy stuff and a lot of stuff that would be great for karaoke at Daft. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
So Hoxley Workman is coming to town. He's playing Friday, November 14th at the Broom Factory. It's at 7 p.m. Tickets are $49, and I think that's worth every penny.
Yeah.
He's world class. He's a guy that will put out an album a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him once playing at the Mansion's Halloween party. He was drumming, and I was as close to you as we are now to him. And so the whole time, we're just cracking wise, having fun.
Nice.
I was chilling with Hoxie Workman while he's playing the drums.
Cool, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go to the Broom Factory and see if he remembers me. He won't.
Well, you're unforgettable.
I had hair
and
back
unbelievable.
Then. Thank you. I was dressed as the Hamburglar.
And impossible.
Yeah, that's
incorrigible.
So get down to the Broom Factory and check out Hoxie Workman. He doesn't come around often, and he's fantastic.
Okay.
Then you'll get your karaoke inspiration.
Okay, sounds good.
I also want to give a shout out to the Royal Tavern. I've been following them on TikTok, of all places.
Oh.
I never thought those two things would merge.
Yeah.
But they were posting their karaoke that they do weekly, and it was like wall-to-wall students just having a good time.
Oh.
It's turned into a big student bar.
That sounds like fun.
Ah, how times have changed.
Yeah. Are you into karaoke?
I am into it. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, like when you get a good group of friends together, you get a few India, and you're feeling loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
You go up on stage, and you just rock out.
Right.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, that's my favorite, because you bring people on.
Right.
Everyone knows it.
Everyone has a part they like.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of karaoke. And I think that, last but not least, CFRC Minotaur Game Night coming up this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Minotaur Games, downtown Kingston at 7 p.m. There's a door prize, there's a raffle, there's games. I'm going to be there. The door prize is only, it's free to get in, but the door prize is $10. And I don't know, I'm going to go and play some games.
Yeah.
I love Minotaur. I haven't been down there in a while.
It's fun.
It's
a great spot.
I get my air plants from there.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah, the little, you mean the succulents?
Yeah, little succulents and little guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they got lots of just cool little things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little knickknacks and vintage toys.
Yeah.
So get down there and support CFRC. We are in the funding drive. So, get on the website and fund our drive.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Especially for the merch that's coming down the pipe.
Yes.
Haven't seen it yet, but as soon as we know, you're going to know, because we're gonna model it for you.
There's a deck of cards.
Yeah.
I want to get a CFRC deck of cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just to have, yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes, it does. You know what else sounds nice?
What else?
Tchotchke. We got new music from New York's Tchotchke.
Tchotchke.
I like this band. They're just three young women out of New York. Bass, guitar,
New
drum.
York?
Yeah.
Forget about it. That's all I know.
Gabagoo.
That's all I know.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Shall we then?
We shall.
Awesome.
Let's
do it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC
101.9.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. look over there.
Where?
There, there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there.
Where?
There, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man there who's more down as dead. Cause I've had my fill. Listen, you take your hands from her head. I get so mean around this scene.
Grant?
Yes, Grant.
I want to change my answer.
What?
What?
I realize it's not totally accurate because I've seen a pig eat a man. In fact, I've seen many pigs eat many men. It was a bloodbath.
Yeah, well, okay, well, we...
around for you.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Watch the kids riding shotgun roads. In 21, all the movies closed. High and dry, they got nowhere else to go. It's not about getting out, it's about letting go. Don't you know? Drift away with me. Wave goodbye across the county line. Backseat singing songs that make us cry. We don't know why. Big board, baby, light a smoke. Time flies, tell another joke. There's gotta be more. Empty-handed, nothing left to hold. Nothing's easy when you're young, I'm told. They'll tell you, come back down, saying something about, I gotta save my soul before. Drift away with me.
Hey.
Good day.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings. How are you, Simone?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm very good. Thank you. Not to one-up you, but I'm very good.
You're very good?
Yeah, it's been a good morning so far.
I'm excellent.
Well, then, here we go. Welcome back to CFRC.
101.9.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. We've been around for a while, right?
Yeah, a little while.
103 years, something like that.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a good long time.
It's a good long time.
Keep us going for another 100 years.
Yeah.
So we're in the midst of the funding drive.
Yeah.
One good thing you can do that I think they offer up as a perk of the funding drive is you can request songs that we could play,
mm-hmm.
which you know I'm morally against, but I'll do it.
He'll do it sometimes.
Yeah. Or come on our show. And I think if you donate a certain amount of money, you're welcome to come on and hang with us.
Yeah.
See what we look like in person.
Yes.
I look like just like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 years from now when he's melted.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Speaking of hunks, we just heard from Canada's own country music sensation Orville Peck with Drift Away. It was brand new. Orville Peck is going to be co-starring in the Street Fighter movie this year.
Ooh.
Very excited for that.
Yeah.
Such a weird cast. It might just be very good.
Mm-hmm.
Also in that last set, brand new from Lights, we had Learning to Let Go. I like Lights.
Yeah.
I like Lights. What can I say?
She's great.
Yeah. We also heard a classic from Joe Jackson with Is She Really Going With Him? That's a good karaoke song. That's a great
one. Okay, maybe I'll have to make that one my karaoke song.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Or if you get two of your female friends and you guys can nail some harmonies, do Tchotchke. We opened up that last set with Tchotchke's The Game.
Mm-hmm. Lovely voices.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a reminder.
An interesting video, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about board games.
Yeah.
You can go down to Minotaur Games on Thursday.
That's right, on Thursday. Win a prize.
We'll listen to some Tchotchke.
And support campus radio.
Yeah, keep us on the air, because Lord knows that you need us, Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Because you get all your nerd news from us.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
The time of the morning where, as I like to say, I black out. Eyes roll in the back of my head.
And you just go for
it. You wake me up and you say, Jeff, you've been talking about Star Wars for 15 minutes. We do have a little Star Wars news today.
A little bit.
Yeah. Celebrity birthdays. We always cover them because they are our social betters. They deserve to have their feet washed by us. They deserve it.
Okay. Okay, Jeff. Whatever you say, Jeff.
Because Ryan Gosling turns 45 today.
45?
And he's filming a new Star Wars movie right now.
Sounds like a big deal.
He looks very dashing. It's called Starfighter.
Ooh,
and he looks all
he's
rakish.
He's kind of young and kind of fun and kind of, off to save the world.
Exactly.
He's a rebel.
He's channeling that, old school Harrison Ford vibe.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
Plus Han Solo.
Happy birthday to Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another Hollywood hunk. Wallace Shawn turns 82 today.
Okay, so you'll have to tell people, refresh the mind for people who don't know.
Oh, he's in the broiest, most masculine, testosterone-fueled movie ever, My Dinner with Andre. No, he was best known for The Princess Bride, which is playing in the screening room right now.
Yeah, so I'm sure anyone who, you may not know the name, but take one look at him, you'll know him.
You'll know his voice.
You'll know him.
Inconceivable. That guy.
And he's been in a lot of things,
Lots
of stuff.
One of our favorite character actors.
Yeah,
he turns 82 years young today.
82.
Still giving her.
Wow, that's great.
It's also Megan Mullally's birthday today. Another wonderful character actor with a very precise voice.
She does.
Yeah.
She has a voice like that.
Yeah.
She has a voice like something like that.
And she's married to Ron Swanson in real life.
Mm.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Nick Offerman. So when she comes on Parks and Rec and plays his destructive ex-wife Tammy, or Tammy 2.
Wow, they know a thing or two about each other.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so happy 67th to Megan Mullally. And happy 43rd birthday to Anne Hathaway.
Beautiful Anne Hathaway.
Living porcelain doll Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
Yes, who can do it all.
And she does, yeah.
She does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, she best described as a go-getter theater kid, and I kind of can see that. Yeah,
you can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's in another Devil Wears Prada movie that they're making
right
now.
Another one.
I think they're doing a sequel, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe she'll wear some more Prada.
Oh, maybe.
Who knows,
Maybe some Prada might be in that.
Indeed, who knows, but we'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
On to the headlines.
Okay. What do you got?
A couple little things. There's a trailer for Pixar's Toy Story 5.
I saw that. I saw that advertisement on Disney Plus.
Did you watch it? I haven't watched the trailer yet.
I didn't watch it yet.
We'll see.
Yeah.
What are Woody and Buzz up to now?
I know.
Right?
What could they do?
I don't know.
What could they do?
I think that franchise kind of peaked at the third one.
Let it be.
It had such a great ending on the third one.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Whatever.
Keep
it going. It's Pixar.
It's okay.
Who cares? something to bring the kids to. So yeah, trailer for Toy Story 5 is online now. To another, you know, childlike animated film. I don't know how to segue this. Predator Badlands.
Okay.
I was very wary about it because I loved Prey that came out a few years ago. I thought that was great. Different characters, different stories, same filmmaking team. So I was a little reticent, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, it's getting good, not great reviews, but it killed it at the box office this past weekend.
Oh, it did.
$40 million domestically, $80 million together with international.
Oh, wow.
So pretty good for, like, a struggling industry of movie theaters.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but those are bigger movies that people want to see.
Yeah, it's a popcorny thing, you know? Yeah, aliens and robots.
Yeah.
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 So, I don't know. I might see it on the big screen. I might wait to see it when it drops on Hulu, but it still looks just entertaining.
Entertaining, and it's enough.
It's enough, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this on air last week or not, but I will give a shout out to Jersey Shore, because there's a possibility that Snooki might be coming to town.
Oh.
They lay, I know, yeah.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
She's still married, though, I found out.
Better not... Something. I'm telling you why. Snooki is coming to town.
That's right. I'm assuming she is. She just got greenlight a television show that's going to be produced for Crave that's going to air in 2026 called Snooki Paranormal Rookie. Because I guess she's very much into ghost hunting and investigating.
Okay.
So they're going to have a series where she goes across Canada, going to Canada's most haunted locales. And I assume Kingston's got to be on the docket. Right?
It must be.
We've got ghost tours in this town. Yeah. There's so much of that.
Right.
Skeleton Park, Fort Henry, CFRC.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reach out and see if we can get them on the program.
Okay.
Why not? Absolutely. So that'd be kind of fun. So keep your peepers peeled for that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's all the movie news headlines I got today. It's a bit of a light week, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything?
I don't know. I don't got anything.
Okay. You've been watching All's Fair on Hulu?
I took a look at it.
Yeah.
Took a peek at it.
I kind of like it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and they know it. I think there's a lot of flack because people are like, what is this?
I don't know. It seemed people were taking it too serious. And right off the bat, I thought, this is not serious.
Right off the bat. I'm like 2 minutes in, and I'm like, okay.
This is not serious.
For those who don't know, this is Ryan Murphy's new show he's producing that's like a all-women law firm.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't really know the plot.
And people are, their regular dress clothes are like they're going to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Like, it's over the top.
It's way
over the top.
And it's meant to be.
Yeah. And even their little, I don't know what to call them. The monologues, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Or soliloquies or whatever, are just over the top.
Yeah.
Or just, you know.
So it's what we want to get us through this cold, dreary November. It's Kim Kardashian, Glenn Close, Naomi Watts,
and
Sarah Paulson, and a few other actresses that are quite good. We did talk about it last week because I mispronounced Niecy Nash's name.
Niecy.
Thank you.
Niecy Nash.
I just know her from Reno 911.
Everything's just over the top.
I think it's fun, though. Forward, I'm just going to keep,
Just the costumes alone.
Yeah.
The costumes alone.
I think it's going to be fun. Are you watching anything else good lately at the moment?
Goodness, what have I seen recently? I think I told you this last week, American Crime Story.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, the O.J. Simpson one?
I saw the O.J. Simpson one, and then what was the other one? The other one was the Monica Lewinsky one.
Oh, I heard that's a good one. Yeah,
the actress was really good. I think her first name is Beanie.
Oh, Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah.
That's Jonah Hill's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Is she funny,
she's
too?
She's very funny. She's
Because in this role, she's serious.
Yeah.
And she did really well.
She's very talented. She was great in season one of What We Do in the Shadows, that vampire comedy.
Okay.
And she starred in a movie called Booksmart that came out in 2019. It was Olivia Wilde's directorial debut. I highly recommend it. It was about she plays one of two young women that are graduating high school, and the plot of the movie is that they're these, they're super intellectual, super high grades, very go-getter, and they're really excited because they're going to graduate and they're going to get into these Ivy League schools. But the plot of the movie is that they find out that their entire graduating class that spent their entire high school career partying and whooping it up are all also getting into Ivy League schools. So their big question is, did we waste our time not having fun in high school when we should have?
Right.
And so it's about them trying to cram. It all takes place over like 2 days or one day.
Yeah.
And they're trying to cram 4 years of partying into one day. It's really good, though. It's very funny.
Sorry, the name again?
Booksmart. Yeah.
Booksmart.
Starring Beanie Feldstein.
And
the young woman who's on The Last of Us right now. I can't remember her name, but she's also excellent.
Okay.
Highly recommend it.
Mm.
We highly recommend Kimi K's new show.
Okay.
All's fair.
All's fair.
And I highly recommend, if you have a Disney Plus subscription like I do, check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. They broadcast it live on Saturday night. I had no idea. I was just like looking for something to watch and it was on.
Yeah.
So I got watching that. The White Stripes got inducted. Very excited. I love that band so much. Mm-hmm. So in honor of that, we're going to start a new segment on the show called The Weekly Vinyl. We like spinning vinyl. We got the turntables here at CFRC Studios. I have a stupid big record collection that's just collecting dust. So I'm going to bring in a different vinyl every week. We're going to feature whatever's like current or relevant, right?
Okay.
So I brought in
what'd you bring?
2003 album Elephant by the White Stripes in honor of them getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Yeah. So
beautiful. Beautiful. What do you call it? Sleeve?
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful artwork.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely. I saw someone on Instagram that they did their Halloween front yard decorations like that.
Oh, like that,
the front cover, but with skeletons.
Wow. Beautiful.
So we're going to play the title track, the first track off of that album, a little ditty called Seven Nation Army. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Okay, Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, by the White Stripes right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC.
Change in Bart?
New glasses?
No, he looks like something might be disturbing him.
Probably misses his old glasses.
I guess we could get more involved in Bart's activities, but then I'd be afraid of smothering him.
Yeah, and then we'd get the chair.
That's not what I meant.
It was, Marge, admit it.
I got it. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Keep your eyes on me. Speed it up slowly. Get your heart pumping. I'll make you sweat. Physical focus. Body weight. Hold it. Feel the burn. Own it. I'll make you sweat. Push yourself.
My.
Hey.
Melanie C, everybody.
Ooh, oh, my goodness. Was that some video?
That was a video.
Some video, but she's looking great.
She's looking great.
She's great.
Mel C of the Spice Girls with her new hit single, Sweat.
Sweat.
So working out.
It's sweaty.
It's very sweaty. It's a very sweaty music video.
It's a sweaty music video. But be prepared.
Be prepared, but it's catchy.
Very catchy.
It makes me want to just drop down and do some push-ups.
Yeah.
Feeling like,
some sit-ups.
Yeah, like Mel C is 51.
Some squats.
And she's looking better than I've ever looked in my entire life.
She looks great. She really does. She looks really good.
That's why you tune into Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday.
You'll hear things you haven't heard before.
Yeah, I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
Also in that last set, we had brand new punk from The Gnomes with Better With You. We had some brand new Fauzia with Don't Ever Leave Me.
Don't ever leave.
Don't do it, Simone.
Don't leave me, baby.
We opened it up with the White Stripes.
With their iconic dun, 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 dun.
You're spinning image there, That was Seven Nation Army, and that was our vinyl pick of the week.
That was great. That nice touch there, Jeff. I like that.
I like the touch of like when I screw it up too and I accidentally start playing the next song and I don't have the right turntable turned on.
So you're like, like it.
Going forward, we're going to get better at it, but we're going to play one vinyl at least a week.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like that.
And congratulations to them for being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Pretty good, yeah.
Big deal.
Up next, like after this little so long, we're going to play some Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper.
With What a Man.
What
they
a
got
man,
it.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty mighty good man.
Mighty foot man.
Mighty good man.
They got inducted as well to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So check that out if you got a Disney Plus subscription, because it was a great show.
Yeah.
It was really good. Like, they performed live and it was fantastic.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I have to check it out.
In summation, Simone, it's the tail end of the show. What did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? What indeed. There's a game night at Minotaur Game on tomorrow night.
Yeah, and we've got great merch.
Great
check
swag.
It out.
Yeah.
Check out on CFRC.ca.
Yeah.
And you can check out our merch. There's hats. There's hoodies. There's long sleeves. There's playing cards. There's patches.
Mouse pads, toques.
All kinds of stuff for
you. Yeah, so think of your Christmas shopping. You know, about 6 weeks away from the big day.
Mm-hmm.
Start now. Start budgeting. Start donating to CFRC. Getting some of that swag.
Mm-hmm.
Good stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Let the people know on your list that you're cool, you're hip, you're with it.
You are it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Speaking of hip and with it, we're going to sign off. We got the Mood with May coming up next. Mayhem's always excellent.
She is.
See what's going on. Maybe she'll talk about that Slash Need show that she was at on Sunday.
Mm.
That looked like it got wild at the grad club.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sad that I missed it, actually. Yeah. But more things coming up. So check out CFRC.ca if you want event listings for what's going on in and around Kingston as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, Simone, we'll catch you next week.
Yes.
And stay warm.
Yeah, you too.
Sweat.
get sweaty.
Yeah, so we got Salt and Pepper with What a Man. And then up next, we got a brand new track from Hilary Duff. She's back after 9 years with a new single called Mature.
Mm,
if we get to it, we got
She's grown.
She is grown. Yeah. It's a good song, actually, too.
Yeah, okay.
But we're going to hear Salt and Pepper first because, you know, we got to play the goods. We got to play the goods.
Okay.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Catch y'all next Wednesday.
All right, see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
And believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I wanna have your baby. Forget. Yeah. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a tip. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp. He dresses like a dapper dumb, but even in jeans, he's a constant original, the man of my dreams.
Yes, my man says he loves me, never says he loves me not. Mine, I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all that Mac shit, but every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 or 7, he He's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation for the mind, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find. My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker, knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that.
I got a good man.
I'm Andy from the Astros, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM's funding drive is now underway. Join us this fall for great events, including our fun and game nights at Minotaur Games and Gifts downtown Kingston on November 13th. Bring your pals and play cards and board games with CFRC volunteers for free. Door prizes are available for $10 ticket donations, available now via CFRC.ca. The fun starts at 7 p.m. Join us at Minotaur for CFRC Fun and Games November 13th. See you there.
Are you looking for community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10.